This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, July 10. Unexpected Saviors. Our reading comes from Judges chapter 4. Again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, now that Ahud was dead. So the Lord sold them into the hands of Jabin, king of Canaan, who reigned in Hazor. Sisera, the commander of his army, was based in Harosheth Hagoyim, because he had 900 chariots fitted with iron and had cruelly oppressed the Israelites for 20 years. They cried to the Lord for help. Now Deborah, a prophet, the wife of Lapidoth, was leading Israel at that time. She held court under the palm of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in the hill country of Ephraim. And the Israelites went up to her to have their disputes decided. She sent for Barak, son of Abinoam, from Kadesh and Naphtali, and said to him, "The Lord, the God of Israel, commands you, go, take with you 10,000 men of Naphtali and Zebulun, and lead them up to Mount Tabor. I will lead Sisera, the commander of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his troops to the Kishon River, and give him into your hands." Barak said to her, "If you go with me, I will go, but if you don't go with me, I won't go." "Certainly I will go with you," said Deborah, "but because of the course you are taking, the honor will not be yours, for the Lord will deliver Sisera into the hands of a woman." So Deborah went with Barak to Kadesh. There, Barak summoned Zebulun and Naphtali, and 10,000 men went up under his command. Deborah also went up with him. Now Heber, the Kenite, had left the other Kenites, the descendants of Hobab, Moses' brother-in-law, and pitched his tent by the great tree in Zananim, near Kedesh. When they told Sisera that Barak, son of Abinoam, had gone up to Mount Tabor, Sisera summoned from Harosheth Hagoyim to the Kishon River all his men and his 900 chariots fitted with iron. Then Deborah said to Barak, "Go, this is the day the Lord has given Sisera into your hands. Has not the Lord gone ahead of you?" So Barak went down Mount Tabor with 10,000 men following him. At Barak's advance, the Lord routed Sisera and all his chariots and army by the sword, and Sisera got down from his chariot and fled on foot. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah. Acts chapter 2, verse 36. In those days, it was usually mighty men of war who fought in battle. But in the story of Barak of Israel, a capable man of war would not enter the field of battle without Deborah the prophet. The message from God that Deborah had given him wasn't enough. Did Barak not trust the Lord? Did he not trust Deborah, who had been serving faithfully as a judge for God's people? Because of his decision, Barak is told that God will deliver Sisera into the hands of a woman. And when the Lord routs Sisera's army, Sisera escapes from Barak's advance and runs away on foot. In those days, it was embarrassing for men to be saved by the help of women. In Jesus' day, it was embarrassing for the people's leaders to hear that an undereducated teacher from Nazareth could save them, and that their own sophisticated religious culture had no such power. What embarrasses us about Jesus as Savior today? Our embarrassment about the Savior sent by God opens our eyes to uncomfortable truths. We cannot rescue ourselves from sin, and all our ideas about rescue from unrighteousness inevitably fail. Not Barak or even Deborah fit God's overall design for a Savior. Only the Son of God, mysteriously born of Mary, would do. Hallelujah. Pray with me. Lord, may the grace and love of the unexpected Savior, Jesus Christ, lead us to godly sorrow and the joy of deliverance from unrighteousness and its misery. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.